Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Latha, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. This is the Jazz Queen along with Mike Reynolds. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing okay today, Terry. The weather's good and I'm feeling great today. What's going on?
Ditto. The weather is still a little hot. It's starting to cool down a little bit at night, but other than that, it's good. So let me welcome to the chat room Cheryl and Farnell. She said that she told you that she is on the clock. She must be at work. So if you'd like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Farnell Newton's name. That will bring you right into the chat room. Farnell is going to be with us for about 30 minutes today, so if you would like to call in and speak with him, the number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. Mr. Newton returns with his newly released debut project, Class is Now in Session, and this CD is released on his label, House of Love Records. Welcome back to the show, Farnell.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much. I miss you guys.
Aww, we miss you too. Now, the last time we talked to you was in January, and I don't believe we talked about a record label. So how new is this label?
Well, basically, it's just something I wanted to do and just release, records of mine and other artists who are good friends of mine who make good music, you know. It's very new. It's something I just started and still working out the kinks and everything. But, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing what it will evolve to in the future, so.
Okay, well, congratulations on that. And also congratulations on being a new dad. How's the family?
Oh, everyone's good. You know, they, you know, restless nights some nights and wonderful days. So it's all good.
How old is the baby now? What is it, a boy or a girl?
A boy. Quincy is going on 4 months Thursday. And, man, he's a big dude. He's wearing a bunch of my arm. He's going to have my carpal tunnel acting up soon. So,
well, congratulations, definitely, yes.
Thank you.
Okay, so you were saying something to Mike. You met somebody before we came on the air?
I met some mutual friends of ours at Jazz Fest West while I was in San Dimas. Tamara, Anita, and the whole crew down there. So, you know, Tony Exum's fan club. You know, so, it's a small world, you know, they're all good people.
Yes.
Yeah, they're real cool.
Yes, definitely.
I'm just glad you don't have like 10, 12 CDs and a bunch of merchandise, because Anita would have you sound like everything, you know, and held up the line for like hours, man. So,
yeah.
It's all good.
I'm glad it's just one right now.
Yes, she is, because she just came into the chat room, Mike. Anita, welcome to the chat room.
Uh-oh. Dum, dum, dum.
All right, so Farnell, update us on Classes Now in Session. How is it going?
It's going very well. You know, I was pretty surprised about the response, because this project is pretty eclectic, you know. It's not just all smooth jazz. It's not just all straight ahead jazz or any form of jazz. It's a wide variety of some smooth jazz, some R&B, some soul, some straight ahead jazz. So, and a lot of people have been loving it, you know, like, you know, the different jazz lovers have been taken to it, and a lot of people are starting to play it around the country and overseas in Europe. So, you know, I'm really excited about the response that I'm getting.
Well, good, good. Now, I was reading, I believe it was on your blog or somewhere I read, you were named Farnell Bleak Newton. Is Bleak a nickname?
Well, I don't do as much, but I used to produce a lot of hip-hop music and R&B music.
Okay.
So my name for producing was Bleak Beats. And Bleak as in Bleak Gilliam from, you know, Denzel Washington and Mo Better Blues. You know, he was Bleak.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of people, when I see them, they call me Farnell. Some people call me Bleak. Some people call me other names. So, you know, just a pseudonym that I have for when I was doing a lot of producing and working with artists around the country as far as hip-hop music.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, now, Farnell has sent me 4 new songs from this CD. The last time we talked to him was in January, and I played 4 songs at that time that were ready, completed at the end of January. So, Farnell, let's go through these 4 songs, since you are short on time. So let's start with Bump. Tell me about Bump.
Bump is a song that a great friend of mine, Eric Parker, who's the music director from Mike Phillips, he made for me, and it's just that R&B, you know, love making type of music, you know, where you could just have a glass of wine and relax at a dinner with your loved one and enjoy, you know, myself playing on there with a muted harmon and a good friend of mine's A.G. Donaloya playing guitar on there.
Okay, and then Everything Is Clear featuring Jerrod Lawson.
Yes, Jerrod Lawson. Yeah, he.
Jerrod.
That song, we made that from scratch, me and another producer, Steven Swatkins, you know, and I wanted a singer on it who can really sing, and I got Jerrod Lawson, and not only did he sing his butt off on the song,
mm-hmm.
but he did the horn lines and everything. I wanted him to basically lead that whole song and project, and he's a great musician who will be having a project coming out soon as well, so... very soulful.
Yes, I listened to the song and I love his voice. I agree with you. He can really sing.
Oh, yeah.
Before we get to the next song, I have a phone call. Area code 951. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. Hello?
Hello? No. I don't know.
Caller, are you there? Okay, I'll put you back on mute. Come back to you later.
951. Where's that at?
I don't know. Okay, Funky Horns.
Funky Horns is basically a song that my music director, Chris Turner, made, and that's featuring me and Alex Milstead, which we call them Popcorn. Everybody who sees Mike Phillips with us playing, they know Popcorn because he's 20 years old, and he plays the saxophone like no other guy I know.
Oh, Popcorn.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Popcorn is no joke. For real. He had grown brothers in San Dimas at Jazz Fest West, like, come here, Popcorn. Come and give me a hug, boy. You can play, you know. I was like, you know, you got this 20-year-old suburban guy, you know, hanging around all these brothers now.
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, well, to check Popcorn out, 9 to 20 years old. Do you know if he has a CD?
No, he's featured on my record, but he will be coming out with a project, and he's going to be featured on some other more hip-hop-oriented stuff that I will be having coming out before the end of the year. So.
Okay. All right. And then the next song, Love Games.
Oh, Love Games is written by my good friend Tony Ozier, who's a producer, and that's featuring Michael Whitmore singing. And that's just like you know, just like one of those songs, you know, another one of those like really kind of hip-hop-ish groove, hard drums with some smooth laid-back keys on top, you know, another song you could listen to relaxing with that special person and, you know, just talking about let's play some games, some love games.
Okay. All right. Okay. Mike, you have a question before I go to a song?
No questions for me right now.
All right, then I'm going to start with Everything Is Clear featuring Jared Lawson. Everything is Clear. That is off of Farnell Newton's brand new CD. Class is now in session. Vocals on that were by Gerard Lawson. So, Farnell, I have a question for you from the chat room. Rod Williams would like to know, who made you pick up the trumpet?
You know, when I first started playing music, I was playing, you know, I was like in seventh grade, and I was like, yeah, let me play the trombone. And the trombone was a little bit too long for me. And then I was like, let me play French horn. And I played French horn for a while. And I was sitting, you know, in the front of the band, playing all the backgrounds to the music. And I turned around to look at the back, and the trumpet player was just throwing spitballs and talking and acting up back there. And I was like, that's where I'm supposed to be at. So I switched instruments. I switched instruments, and I've been playing trumpet ever since.
So you could be in the back acting up.
Yeah. I was like, hey, that's my character. That's my. That's where I'm supposed to be at right there. I'm not supposed to be up here.
Now, you had a gig last night in Seattle, my future home.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
I was playing with this group called Opus, which is a Seattle band, but now half of the band is from Portland, and the same half of the band is Mike Phillips' band. And we went up there, and basically it was like my CD release in Seattle, and Opus is a great band, great musicians, and, you know, I was very fortunate, and I was very happy to perform with them last night, you know, with them. And then also my drummer just got back into town, and he's Stevie Wonder's newest drummer. So, you know, it's great to have, you know, these great musicians on the stage who share this passion for music with you. And the Seattle people came out, you know, it was a lot of support, you know, a lot of ladies in the audience checking out good music.
Now, how is it that your drummer is now Stevie Wonder's drummer?
Very easy. I mean, we just played with Stevie Wonder, 2 weeks ago at Jazz Fest West, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Stevie Wonder specifically came because of Mike Phillips and Mike Phillips' band and came up there and performed with us. And also, as well, other people got the chance to perform with him, like Ledisi, Eric Benet, and Boney James. But that was all because of the relationship that Mike Phillips has with Stevie Wonder, where,
right,
you know, he could. Mike Phillips' word is almost gold. You know, if he tells you that this musician is good and, you know, he will do the job, he will do it. You know, he's one of those guys, he don't refer people that's going to mess up anything, you know.
Right.
So he was basically referred to Stevie, and the Stevie and them contacted them, Stevie and Nate Watts. He had to do an audition take, send it in. And then when we performed live at Jazz Fest West, you know, out of all songs, we didn't even play Stevie Wonder songs. We played Giant Steps by John Coltrane, you know. So that was kind of like an on-stage audition for him, and we all had a great time. The audience loved it, and now he's playing with Stevie Wonder now.
Wow. All right. Well, all right. Well, we only have about 30 minutes with Farnell today because of his schedule. So if you would like to call in and speak with him, the number is 646-716-5485. His new CD is called Class is Now in Session. And where is that available?
Everywhere. iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon. It is all over the place.
Okay. All right, let me get in one more song before we let you go. This is Love Games.
Very, very rare.
Love Games. There you go. That is new music from Farnell Newton's Class is Now in Session. Farnell, thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you for having me so much once again. And I look forward to hanging out and seeing y'all again and being here on Talkin' Smooth Jazz.
Well, thank you, sir. And we look forward to having you back on when the next CD drops.
Yes.
I'm sure you're probably working on something, but we look forward to that.
Always working on something.
All right.
Always in the music studio. Definitely.
Always. All right. All right. Well, you have a great day today
you
with
too.
Your family, and thanks again.
Hey, Mike. Mike left. Well, you know.
Hey, what's going on?
No, NFL.
NFL
is back on. I'm
surprised
you're not watching sports.
There you go. That's right. That's what Cowboys are.
Oh, my God.
You don't have to message real quick.
See how you are.
I'll see y'all later.
All right,
y'all have a good one,
bro.
Okay.
You too, bro. All right.
Bye-bye. He would bring that up. Oh, football season. Yeah. Okay. Our thanks to Farnell Newton for joining us again to give us an update on his new CD, Class is Now in Session. Find him on Facebook. Send him a friend request. You can also follow him on Twitter under Farnell Newton, and his website is farnellnewton.com. All right, Mike, you have an announcement to make?
Hold on.
All right, so while we wait for Mike, I will share a little bit of that announcement with you. As you know, Mike manages saxophonist Tony Exum Jr., and Tony will be performing at the Sedona Jazz on the Rocks Jazz Festival on Saturday, October 8th. That is in Sedona, Arizona. It will be held at the Sedona Golf Resort. And we are so happy that Tony will be performing. Now, this is a two-day event. Friday, October 7th, Dave Koz, Billy Mitchell, and the Rippingtons will be performing. And then Saturday, October 8th, Tony Exum Jr., Maxi Priest, Los Lobos, Mindy Hebert, Jeff Golub, Soul Live, Hiroshima, and the Sonnes Brothers will be performing. So I'm excited for Tony. That's so cool.
That's going to be a very good look for Tony. Like I said, Sedona Jazz Fest and the Desert Ridge Jazz Fest. Like I said, Tony's going to be playing there. He's going to be performing two sets at the Sedona Jazz on that Saturday. And then at the Desert Ridge, he'll be at the All-Star Jam Session that's hosted by Ooze Groove. So that's going to be really hot, and there's going to be some hot artists there. So, you know, Tony is really making a move, and we're working on some other stuff for Tony. I can't really go into it right now, but we're working on some other stuff on the West Coast with Tony, so he's going to be out there really, really soon. So all I got to say is that Anita, Nisha, Tamara, and all you guys, get ready, because we're working on that right now.
Now you're sounding like the artist where they can't reveal any information.
That's right.
Secret.
That's right. Everything is top secret. It's top secret stuff. You know, I feel like, but the only thing about my stuff, I don't feel like James Bond. I feel like Maxwell Smart, you know. So.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, the Desert Ridge Jazz Festival, that is held in Arizona. That is Arizona, right? Yes. Desert Ridge, that's in Arizona. And it is Thursday, October 13th through Sunday, October 16th. And for more information on these festivals, you can go to SedonaJazz.com. for ticket information, and then sageconcerts.com for the Desert Ridge one. That would be held at the Marriott Desert Ridge Resort and Spa. And I'll give you some of the artists, the lineup that will be at the Desert Ridge. On Thursday, Nicole Young will be kicking it off with special guests Elon Trotman and Lynn Roundtree, Will Donato and Isaac Venezuela. Friday is George Benson. On Saturday, October 15th, Norman Brown, Richard Elliott, Marion Meadows, Warren Hill, Eric Darius, Jesse J, Jakeem Joyner, Ollie Silk, and Down to the Bone. And by the way, Down to the Bone has a new CD called The Main Ingredients. Remember that R&B group way back in the day? Yeah. And then
that was Cuba Gooden's father, right?
So their CD is called Amazing Grace.
I know you do.
I know you do. And Tony will be performing on the 15th at the Jazz Jam hosted by Huge Groove. And then Sunday, October 16th, Peter White, Gerald Albright, Rick Braun, Boney James, Huge Groove, and the Sax Pack, which is Jeff Koshua, Steve Cole, and Kim Waters. So that looks like it's going to be a great festival. I will be attending the Sedona one, so I'm looking forward to finally seeing Tony perform live. So I definitely will be there. And then Tamara and myself will miss the Desert Ridge one because we will be attending the Catalina Island Jazz Fest that same weekend.
So you guys are going to see Jonathan Fritzen, yes.
Yes, finally get a chance to see Jonathan Fritzen all the way from Sweden. He will be coming in and performing, and Eric Darius is going to be on that Sunday. So we are looking forward to that as well. So great job, Mike. Great job.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Mike. Yeah. But Tony's doing all the work. Tony's the one playing, so hey.
Yeah, but you know, you're the manager, so you're getting him out there, you know? So that's good. That's good. Well, congratulations to you both. Look forward to that. And we know Tony is going to knock it out the park. You know he's going to do that. Yeah.
Tony's going to do his thing.
Yeah. All right. Cool. All right. So our show was only a short show this weekend, today. So tomorrow we're talking to Russell Blake. He has a new CD called Fierce Solitude. And Russell's been on the show a couple of times. I think this is his third time, with a new CD, and so I'm looking forward to talking to him about that. But not only is he a musician, he's an author. He's written a book as well, so we have talked to him about that. And then on Monday, we're talking to D. Lucas about his new CD as well. So tune in for all of these great shows that we are bringing you. And Mike posted on Facebook about shows being downloaded from iTunes. If you ever miss a show, a Talking Smooth Jazz interview, you can always come back to blogtalkradio.com and search for the artist's name or download the show from iTunes. All of our shows are there as well, so you can download them from iTunes. All right, Mike, do you have anything else to add?
Nothing much else to add, really. But like I said, stay on the lookout for Tony Exum Jr. Out on the West Coast, and we really, want to support all of these up and coming artists and everything because they're doing their thing and all that kind of stuff. So, like I said, Tony's doing his thing, and we really, want to support him, Julian Vaughn, Marcus Anderson, a lot of young cats that are really, part of the next generation of jazz. And being said that, BK Jackson will be at Blues Alley coming up this week. So I think it's this week, So, yep.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to thank everyone in the chat room, Anisha, Anita, Tamara, Carol, Felix in New Jersey. Welcome, Felix, all of the guests, and Rod. Welcome, Rod, to the show. Again, this is a short show today, but I'm going to close the show with another song from Farnell's new CD, Class is Now in Session. This is called Bump. Thank you for joining us. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. Until then, keep it smooth.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.